The Iraqi journalist Muntaza Al-Zaidi, who threw his shoes at the former U.S. President George W. Bush, is still waiting for his trial. However, Al-Zaidi's allegedly seeking asylum in Switzerland was widely reported in some international media. Press TV had an exclusive interview with Dirgham Al-Zaidi, Muntaza's brother, who said that it was a rumor. According to Dirgham Al-Zaidi, no one is allowed to see him, even his family. They got the permission to meet him only twice, and that the meeting were held with the presence of three high-ranking officers. His brother say, when he asked him about this matter, he told him no one came to visit him, even anyone from human rights organization, and he denied he had asked for asylum in Switzerland or he had contacted anyone for that. He said, these were attempt to stain his reputation because of what he did against the former U.S. President Bush.
My brother has never asked and will never ask for asylum in any country, especially Europe, and any report in this regard is baseless. He's in custody and no one is allowed to see him, even the human rights organizations.
Omhana Al-Zaidi's elder sister stresses that Muntaza has become very popular in the country, and the Iraqis are still supporting him. She also says the foreign media is trying to destroy his reputation, claiming his family has asked for money to appear on the channels.
Muntazir is still an Iraqi and all Iraqis respect him for what he did. His popularity is on the rise every day. I am surprised why the media is trying to destroy his reputation. He is a journalist too.
Political analysts believe such kinds of rumors will harm Al-Zaidi's reputation and will make his act against Bush illogical. Akil Al-Safar, a political analyst, say he cannot seek asylum in any country if he is to be charged with committing a crime or waiting for facing trial.
The immigrant to a European country cannot leave, not only to European country, but cannot leave Iraq unless he finish with the justice system here in Iraq, as to go to trial and to see what will be the sentence.
Muntaza Al-Zaidi's hurling of his shoes is deemed as an act of revenge for Iraqi orphans and widows losing their beloved ones as the result of U.S. occupation of Iraq. He is now regarded as a hero and Iraqis supporting him. Al-Zaidi is waiting for his trial, and despite the plight he's facing, he says he's still holding a firm stand against Bush crimes in Iraq, stressing that if he had the chance to meet Bush again, he would do the same. Wissam Al-Bayati, Press TV, Baghdad.